From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry, starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubbs.
There's yellow rose in Texas that I'm gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Oh, Tommy Jackson. Now I'm going back to find her, for my heart is full of woe. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily, she'll love me like before. And the yellow rose of Texas shall be mine forevermore. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
Thank you, neighbors, and a great big hello to all my good friends of the Grand Ole Opry. You know, we have a big night in store for you, neighbors, so Grant Turner, tell the folks who's whom and who's his, huh?
Well, there's Minnie Pearl and Rod Brassfield, Grandpa Jones and Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
And just to brighten things up a little bit more, neighbors, we brought along a good buddy of mine who's a newcomer to the country music field. A young man I know you're going to enjoy just a whole lot, Red Savine. Well, so you know, here it is, October the 1st, and try as we might, I don't think we're going to get this month off to a good start. Here's the man who's going to make this October the 1st the craziest thing that ever happened to you, neighbors. Here he is, Rod Brassfield.
Howdy, Mr. Tubbs.
Hi, Rod.
Doggone, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you, Rod. Say, by the way, Rod, how's your old girlfriend Susie getting along?
Oh, Ernest, she's just getting so fat I ever saw.
No, no.
I'm telling you,
better she... yet, huh?
Yeah, but it's all right with me because I love fat women.
Oh, you love fat women?
Yeah, they're so convenient.
Yeah.
Well, they keep you warm in the winter, and in the summer you can stand in the shade, you know? She was so fat, she was playing basketball down in Hornwall last week.
Uh-huh.
And she fell down and rocked herself to sleep trying to get up. She's so fat, Ernest, that she has to wear these here four dinner tubes for garters.
Yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We went to a dance last Friday night, and she had a blowout. She's so fat, Ernest, that I can't hug her all at once.
Oh, you can't reach around
No,
her, huh?
I can't reach. Oh, flitter, no.
Well, how do you do it?
Me a piece of chalk, and I reach as far as I can and hug her and chalk off, see?
Yeah, mark it on.
Then I go a little further around and start again and chalk off.
Yeah.
I was hugging and chalking the other night, and the first thing I know, I run into old Grandpa Jones coming around from the other side. Mr. Ernest,
yeah,
it sure is good to see y'all, and I'm going to have to go right now, though, because I'm looking for my Uncle Sipe. He's downtown buying some chicken feed and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, see, me and him went in business.
Oh, you've got a chicken ranch?
Got a chicken farm.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah, it ain't a ranch. It's just an old farm.
Just a farm.
Just an old beat-up farm down there.
But you do have a lot of chickens.
Oh, we've just got a gob of pullets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bought some new feed for them today. It's called Layer Bust Mash.
Lay or bust mash.
Lay or bust mash. Come on. I'll bet $4 one of them roosters got a hold of some of that stuff.
Well, say, Ernest, you're looking mighty dressed up tonight, boy.
Well, thank you a lot, Grant. You know, the clothes are new, but this here tin I got in my pocket, why, that's an old friend of mine. Cool, comfortable Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, naturally. Most men folks who smoke carry PA with them all the time because it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco. And here's the reason. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And Prince Albert's own exclusive process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years, holds and heightens that mellow, ripe, deep-down goodness of fine choice tobacco. Yes, sir, PA is mild and tasty, pipeful after pipeful.
Tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. That's Prince Albert, and that's the tobacco for me.
And you find the ladies welcome the clean, fresh tobacco aroma that curls from a pipe filled with PA. So, fellas, whether you smoke a pipe or a making cigarette, remember to make yours, Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Now, I'm not going to just stand around here spinning my wheels and waste any more time, neighbors. I'm just going to say it's time for our special Prince Albert guest. So how about a great big welcome for my good buddy, Red Savine. Red, it's mighty good to have you with the opera gang tonight, son. And what all have you been doing since we saw you last?
Well, thank you, Ernest. It's nice to be here. And, well, we've been making a few personal appearances and phonograph records and just trying to keep busy.
Well, it sounds like you've been keeping pretty busy, too, Red. And, by the way, we're not going to let you stop now because I have a feeling the folks would like to hear you sing one of your fine numbers you have on record. How about it, huh?
All right. We'll be glad to. One called My New Love Affair.
It takes a little heartache. It takes a little crying. It takes a little longing for someone to care. It takes a little sadness. You took away my gladness. That's why I'm looking for someone who cares. That's just what started my new love
Swing, 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 swing
We always look forward to spend a few moments singing a sacred song in our Grand Ole Opry. And tonight we picked one we hope that you know and like as much as we do. Here's one of my favorites called Stand By Me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When the foes of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Faults and failures, stand by me. When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, oh, thou lily of the valley, stand by me. Thank you, folks. Thanks just a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Prince Albert's got the makings of a great cigarette.
What the man means is PA makes a making cigarette, fellas, and easy to roll. Tell the folks just how easy, Grant.
Well, Prince Albert is crimp cut for easy rolling and long burning. The tobacco doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. Stays right there so as you don't lose any of PA's fine choice tobacco. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the natural aged in goodness. Locks in the mellow ripe flavor.
Why, Grant, I think I'll get me an OCB paper and roll me a makings with PA right now.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree, it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Well, so here's our good friend, the Down Yonder Girl, Miss Del Wood, really playing up a storm on the old piano with the Rocky Mountain Express. Del. Thank you. mighty fine, Dell, honey. Thank you a whole lot. You know, by cracky, I've got more girlfriends than I can handle tonight, Miss Dell Wood, and now our gal Saturday. And here she is, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
And I've got the mouth part.
Minnie, what happened, honey?
Well, I was standing back there, and there was a photographer back there taking pictures. Uh-huh. And he looked like such a nice feller, and I wanted him to take my picture. He said he won't go take nobody's picture but pretty girls.
Oh, no.
Yes, I said, well, I may not look so good in the face, but don't you think my legs match Betty Grable? He said, sister, your legs don't even match each other. I don't know about these picture-taking fellers, what kind of job they do on me. The last picture I had made. Oh, Ernest, you should have saw it. Okay. It made me look like a monkey.
Oh, no, man.
Yes, I took it back to the feller. I told him, I said, this makes me look like a monkey. He said, well, I'm sorry, but I had to preserve the likeness. I said, this picture don't even do me justice. He said, lady, you don't need justice, you need mercy.
Oh.
But going back to my leg there, now, I have had trouble with one of my legs.
Oh, sure enough.
My left knee. I've had trouble with it recently.
By the way, Minnie, honey, that could be old age, you know.
Old age? Yeah. Oh, no, it couldn't be old age. You see, both of my legs are the same age, and the other one don't hurt me.
Oh. Minnie, I don't think you have to worry about that photographer, though. We don't care what he thinks you look like, because after all, honey, you know you've always got your fella Hezzy.
Yes, but he's awful slow.
Well, Minnie, now look, he can't hold out forever, honey.
Why not?
He won't live that long.
Oh. I'd be ashamed of myself. Well, I tell you now, the news from Grinder Switch is very little this week, Ernest, because I'm worried about my brother.
Something happened to brother.
Yes, he swallowed a spoon the other day and ain't been able to stir since.
Oh.
And he's so ambitious, brother is.
Is he,
yes,
Minnie?
Indeed. He's got excellent aim.
Yeah.
But no ammunition.
Oh.
He wants to be, you know what his the latest thing he wants to be is?
No, what's that, Minnie?
He wants to be a window box weeder.
A window box weeder?
Yeah, you know, there ain't hardly any call for them at all. Well, Ernest, I've got to go. I've got a date with my feller.
Oh, sure enough.
Yes, indeed. Last night, we were sitting on the double settee in the front room.
Yeah.
And I said, Hezzy, do you think kissing shortens a person's life? And he said, well, I don't know if it shortens a person's life or not, but it sure makes the time go faster. So there we sit, getting older and older. Bye now, see ya.
Thank you a lot, Cousin Minnie Pearl. You know, we always enjoy talking with Minnie Pearl. And always enjoy listening to Red Savine, too. So would you folks like to hear another song from Red Savine, huh? Well, sir, that's about what I thought. So, Red, it's all yours, son. Just come right in.
Thank you, Ernest. We'd like to do our latest effort for the Decca Recording Company. I'm glad you found a place for me. My life's complete because of you. Faults you have are few. I'm happy with each thing you do. I'm glad, so glad, you found a place for me. I feel so good when I'm with you. I feel so good I'm never blue. I feel so good because you're true. I'm glad, so glad, you found a place for me. You'll never know the joy that I feel whenever I'm with you. There's such a thrill in being part of little things you do. I pray I'll never make you cry.
our love will never die. I pray we'll never say goodbye. I'm glad, so glad, you found a place for me.
Well, sir, you just heard one of the youngest opera stars, Friends and Neighbors, and right now here's one of the oldest, by cracker, the old man from the mountains with his bouncing banjo, Grandpa Jones.
Oh, thanks. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Kitty Clyde. She lives at the foot of the hill in a shy little nook by Crew Shady Brook that carries her father's old mill. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Put your hand in mine and say I'll be thine. Tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. To carry her fish, she trips along by the brookside. Oh, how I do wish that I was a fish to be caught by my pretty Kitty Clyde. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Put your little hand in mine and say I'll be thine. Tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde.
Thanks a lot there, Grandpa Jones, his bouncing banjo. Well, sir, I think it's about time maybe that the troubadours and I got into a little song of our own, friends. Bitty Bird, if you'll sort of take us off over there, son, we'll do our Decca record version of our newest release called I'm Gonna Make My Home a Million Miles From Here. Will you? Make my home a million miles from here. No letter's gonna reach me in one single year. I'm starting out to roam, and I'm never coming home. I'm gonna make my home a million miles from here. No need to tell me now that you'll be true. I'm sick and tired of everything you do. I'm leaving you behind. I'm gonna ease my troubled mind. You're gonna wake up someday, sugar, feeling blue. I'm gonna make my home a million miles from here. No letter's gonna reach me in one single year. I'm starting out to roam, and I'm never coming home. I'm gonna make my home a million miles from here. Oh, Billy Bird. Free to do the things your heart desires. So spin your wheels and babe, wear out your tires. But someday you'll be flat and you'll wonder where I'm at. You can look for me, but babe, I won't be there. I'm gonna make my home a million miles from here. No letter's gonna reach me in one single year. I'm starting out to roam, and I'm never coming home. I'm gonna make my home a million miles from here. you loud and clear right now. It's time to call on Tommy Jackson over there and Lou Childers do a little calling for our square dancers. Come in here, Lou boy. Neighbors, but we have to be leaving. And I hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we enjoyed bringing you our country music on the Grand Ole Opry. So be on the lookout next week about this same time, because we'll come a-calling for you in the old buckboard. And at that time, our good friend Cowboy Copas will be in the driver's seat. And by the way, he's bringing along a whole buckboard full of mighty pretty girls you're going to love just a whole lot. That fine singing trio, Nita, Rita, and Ruby. So till next week, then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks for everything. And remember, be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors. Thank you a lot, neighbors. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Does your cigarette give you everything you want in every puff you take?
The answer is yes, if you've made the big switch to Cavaliers. Thousands of smokers have. They've found, as you're sure to, that king-size Cavaliers give them two-way smoking enjoyment.
Yes, two-way smoking enjoyment. The complete enjoyment of light, easy feel, and fresh, delightful taste. Try king-size Cavaliers the next time you buy cigarettes. You'll see. You'll agree that Cavaliers have everything you want in your cigarette. Smooth, easy feel, and rich, wholesome taste.
Here are some more important Cavalier extras. You get extra length and extra value in king-size Cavaliers. Yes, there's been no increase in the price of Cavaliers. Make sure today is the day you get Cavaliers and start getting all the extras. Remember, extra length, extra flavor, and extra value, all yours, in king-size Cavaliers.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.